At the top of the news this Friday evening, U.S. attack helicopters killed 17 suspected al-Qaeda gunmen on the outskirts of the town of Khalis near Bakuba in Iraq's volatile Diyala province early today, in action connected with a joint U.S. and Iraqi offensive in Diyala that military leaders say is one of the biggest since the 2003 ouster of Iraq's brutal former dictator Saddam Hussein. The U.N.'s refugee agency, meanwhile, warns that incessant violence in Iraq is threatening to spawn a massive humanitarian crisis. UNHCR, which this week marked World Refugee Day, says up to 2 million Iraqis have been forced into neighboring countries to escape the violence, particularly into Syria and Jordan. Paul Anthem has this report.
Iraqis continue to stream over the Syrian border, sometimes at a rate of 1,000 a day, each bringing tales of the violence, robbery and intimidation that have uprooted them. Some of the harrowing stories of how refugees were forced from their homes were told to author and photojournalist Kai Wiedenhofer, who has worked and lived in the Middle East for around 20 years and recently spent time in Damascus. Kai showed me the copy of a letter sent to one Christian family. It reads, "This is the last and final warning to you and all infidels and traitors like you. You have to leave Iraq and emigrate to people similar to you or renounce your religion. If you don't do this and disobey, your blood will be spilled. This fate will meet you after 72 hours. Kai reveals the story of another Iraqi woman and the events that saw her managing to sell her house, yet fleeing Baghdad penniless.
Her husband disappeared. He's not known where he is now. And she managed to sell her house for about $42,000 in Baghdad. And the next day, a son of her got abducted. And so the abductors basically got all this money. And then the woman just took her family and drove off to Damascus as fast as she could, you know.
While stories such as these arouse equal amounts of pity and disgust, others seem almost too disturbing to be true. Take the story of one young Iraqi man, whose abductors handed him a stamped receipt after he paid his own ransom. Kai said abductions are big business now, and receipts are actually in the victim's own interest, as they convey to potential future abductors that there is no money to be taken from their would-be victims. But amidst these stories of hate and mob rule, there's also an underlying message of hope, with many families drawing strength from their shared faith. As an example, Kai recalls liturgy service at a church in Syria for the Christian refugees.
I think the Iraqi Christians is maybe the oldest or one of the oldest Christian communities in the world. That the liturgy is still in Aramaic because it's a Chaldean church, and you could easily pick out because all the people who came from Iraq, they could still speak Aramaic. They actually followed the liturgy while the Syrians couldn't.
I'm Paul Anthem.